The Warriors face the Trailblazers in Portland on Wednesday in the final game before the All-Star break, and with the Phoenix Suns visiting Oracle Arena on Monday night, Coach Kerr passing the clipboard to the players for them to help share in the act of calling plays. The result in the end, a 129-83 victory over Phoenix. Here's Coach Kerr afterward.
It's their team. I think that's one of the first things you have to consider as a coach. It's not your team. It's not Bob Meyer's team. It's not Joe Lacob's team, although I'm not going to tell Joe that. It's the player's team. It's their team, and they have to take ownership of it. And as coaches, our job is to nudge them in the right direction, guide them. But we don't control them. They determine their own fate, and I don't feel like we focused well at all the last month, and it just seemed like the right thing to do, and I thought they communicated really well together, and they drew up some nice plays, and it was a good night for the guys.
You gave Omri the start tonight instead of Draymond, who's obviously he kind of needed a game like this to get back in rhythm. What'd you see from him, and what clicked?
Great energy. More than anything, just the opportunity. I've hardly played him. To no fault of his own. He just hasn't had much of a chance. And, you know, I think it's great for a guy like Omri to have a night like tonight, Nick Young to get extended minutes. Patty obviously would have played some more if he hadn't hurt his hand. So these are good nights for the whole team.
Steve, how do you think Draymond in particular handled the huddles?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
Some people out there say this might be disrespectful to the Suns. I know I saw you talking to Jay Tree on the postgame. Were you worried at all about that, how it would come off to the opposing team?
I have to coach my team. I told Jay afterwards. I said that, you know, people may make a big deal of it, and had nothing to do with being disrespectful. It had to do with me trying to reach my team. I have not reached them for the last month. They're tired of my voice. I'm tired of my voice. You know, it's been a long haul these last few years, and I wasn't reaching them, and we just figured it was probably a good night to, you know, pull a trick out of the hat and do something different. I thought the players responded really well, and I just feel like when we're focused, we are really tough to beat. And tonight we were focused, and I think just having to count on each other and not hearing my voice, which, you know, sort of sounds like Charlie Brown's teacher or parents or whoever's voice that is at this point, that's what I sound like to them. So they needed a different voice.
Steve, how did you go into choosing who would be your coaches tonight?
I didn't choose at all. I just told them the other night that we would just leave it up to them, and I didn't say anything. Andre led the shoot around this morning. It just happened. JaVale was on the computer. JaVale's the smartest tech guy we have, so he was running the tape. Andre led the shoot around, and it just happened organically. David called some plays, Draymond. That's kind of the beauty of it. You see who kind of takes ownership of it, and then guys follow from there.
Coach, sorry to harp on it, but I'm going to ask a question that I'm pretty sure other people want to answer to. You said they need a new voice. Was there a consideration allowing?
Tonight they did.
Well, tonight.
Let's not get carried away. I like it here. I want to stay. I want this job. I'd like to stay on the job. Tonight they needed a new voice.
Was there any consideration allowing one of the assistants to be the voice?
Yeah. Tonight? Yeah, I thought about that. But I think as a staff, we're pretty consistent with our messaging. I felt like it was better just kind of letting the players figure things out and do things on their own. And, you know, Mike's voice might as well be my voice. And so it was better to – but I did consider that.
Steve, you've been talking about this issue going all the way back to training camp, the fourth year with 100 games in a row, and kind of how difficult that's going to be. Has this been even harder to keep everybody kind of going forward and focused on the task at hand than you expected it would be?
I think it's exactly what I did, I expected. It's just having had the experience as a player in Chicago the 3 years in a row. I've talked about it a lot. You lose the freshness of the first year or two. You know, it's just it's emotionally draining for these guys to play night after night, people coming after them. You know, it's just different. It's different now. You guys can feel it from 4 years ago, 3 years ago to now. It's different. So you have to account for that. And we're trying to guide them. We're trying to pace them. And so we're I think we're in a good place. I like where our team is. You know, we haven't played well the last few weeks, but we don't want to be peaking right now anyway. But we do want to be building good habits, and tonight was a good sign.
How would you grade Draymond's job tonight?
I don't know, because I honestly didn't listen to anything any of them said in the huddle, but I would grade them all with an A in terms of their focus, and that was the whole point. Again, this is their team, and it's up to them to communicate and focus and lock in and play together and compete, and they did a great job of it tonight, so they all get an A, and we have optional practice tomorrow.
Coach, before he was ruled out for the second half, how did Pat look playing his fifth game in 5 days to you?
Yeah, he looked good. You know, I was a little concerned about the minutes, but Draymond reminded me that Pat's 22 years old and he should be able to play, you know, five days in a row. But I thought he was good. He was aggressive. It's good to see him knock down that three from the corner. Made a couple nice plays, and he's going to be fine. But, yeah, it was a good night for him.
How weird was this night for you? I mean, you said you weren't even listening in. Were you just almost like a fan over there? Or what did you do tonight, basically?
Well, the coaches and I talked during every timeout about what was going on, and we did make the substitutions. So we decided who was going in and when. And then when Patty got hurt, we had to devise our plan for the second half, which is why you saw a change in the rotation, bringing Andre in to finish the game rather than start the fourth quarter. So we were just mainly talking about substitution patterns.
Steve, is this something you learned from Phil Jackson or Pop? Has this ever happened to you in your coaching career? You ever have an example of this?
I don't think I know Pop has turned games over to assistant coaches. I haven't had a coach who has done this, but we do have practices occasionally where we try different things, and I think it's good just to change it up now and then.
Had it been something in the back of your mind?
Yeah.
Oh, Coach, you talked about Pat a little bit. How much of that is kind of mental, and he obviously has the ability, but how much of that is mental for him?
You know what? He's a senior at UNLV right now, so he's a young guy. So he's got to learn how to play in the NBA, how to produce every night. It's not an easy job. So it's up and down. And it's been a tough year for him, but he's got a ton of potential. We love him. We think he's going to be here for a long time. And so he's just got to keep plugging away.
And after the game against the Trailblazers in Portland, we head to Los Angeles to bring you coverage from NBA All-Star Weekend. Much more coming here on Warrior Center.